Hi, Eli. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So when you take a look at the way the Patriots secondary performed last week, I'm sure you've seen the film by now. What do you think?
Well, it's tough to say. Obviously, Pittsburgh just had a lot of plays. They did a good job on third down, converting first down. So they just had lots of chances, and so obviously. It's not a team we play very often. We have to see, what their tendencies are, what they did early on in the season, what they've done the last few weeks, and try to, get a good game plan and just go out there and still come down to execution. We know they're gonna have, a few new things for us, but we're just seeing what their tendencies are and have a good game plan.
How would you characterize their pass rush? Obviously, they know teams are going to try to pass against them. And their run defense has been very stout. How would you characterize their front seven?
Well, I think their front seven's very strong and they're big, and they do a good job of not letting teams run a whole lot against them. And so teams don't always get in good down distance on third down. But they do a good job of one thing they do a good job of is kind of not letting tight ends get off and good releases. They hit them. They hit the fullbacks getting out. So they slow down the timing of the pass plays. But when you do that, you don't always get as good a pass rush from those guys. But they still do a good job getting to the quarterback and creating pressure and. So we got guys got to do a good job blocking up and knowing their assignments.
Eli, what area of your game do you feel you've improved the most in since you've come into the league?
I think a lot of it's just decision making. I was just understanding. I've been fortunate, to have been in the same offense since I've been with the Giants. So you just understand the ins and outs. You understand your protections. You understand, when you have, problems, versus a certain play, if they're playing a certain defense. And, I think just, having, knowing where to go with the ball, when certain things come up. And I think, our receiver's done a good job getting open and understanding the rhythm of our offense as well.
Eli, earlier in the year, you had a quote when you compared yourself to Tom Brady or put yourself in his class. Can you just go back to that and clarify what you were talking about?
Well, the question was if I thought I was an elite quarterback, and basically I was just saying that I did. I'm usually not into the business of ranking and rating quarterbacks or comparing myself to other guys, but looking back, I thought I gave an honest answer, and I don't regret anything.
Do you yourself feel you have to have that attitude if you're going to lead your team?
I think any player in this league, you always feel confident in your ability. Whether you play, you just played a great game or you just played a poor game, you feel that next week you're going to go out and play great and make every throw and make every play and win games and put your team in situations to win games. And so I think that's the attitude that most athletes have.
Eli, after you made that statement, some people in the media and elsewhere were hesitant to accept that. What was going through that like for you? I mean, do you have to ignore it?
I just didn't worry about it. Obviously, it caught a lot of attention. After doing the interview, I didn't, you kind of think back to see if you said anything that, might cause attention. I didn't think that would be a big deal. I think it was circumstances with, not a whole lot was going on in sports at the time, just some, training camps and no games yet. So I think, sometimes it's just depending on the timing of things that things get they have to have something to talk about it in the sports world.
Eli, you had a couple moments in that Super Bowl that a couple years ago that I assume are worth remembering. Which one stands out to you more? Which one do you think about more, the Tyree catch or the touchdown to Plaxico?
Well, I think at certain times during the off season, at the right time and place, you just think about it's more just the feeling of winning a championship and the celebration with your teammates and players. So It's been a few years, so obviously now we're just more focused on trying to get back to those circumstances, and really now is just our focus is on this week's game and getting ready for the Patriots.
A couple of players said they won't even here in New England said they wouldn't even go back and look at the film or highlights of that game. How much do you go back and look at it?
No, I don't go back and look at it. I mean, I won't look at that game this week. I don't go back and watch the game. So, it's a lot of different players, different schemes. We have a lot of guys on this team from an offensive standpoint. Receivers that we're not a part of this team then. So, I think New England's doing different stuff and have a whole new player. So it's a matter of us, watching this year's tape, getting prepared, and going out there and trying to execute our game plan.
You don't own the Super Bowl commemorative DVD?
Yeah, I probably do. I just haven't. I haven't watched it in a while.
How has Victor Cruz helped your offense?
Victor's done great. He's he's made a lot of plays and. You see a young guy who each week is learning the ins and outs of this offense, and he has a natural playmaking ability, and he's stepped up and made big plays in key situations.
By the way, the guy asking was a UMass homer. That's why.
Yeah, we should let you in on the joke.
Okay, there you go.
I'm sure, like everyone else, you've heard the term "suck for luck."
Right.
I've seen pictures of Colts fans wearing Andrew Luck jerseys. In the stands, given the situation your brother's in, what do you think when you hear people talk about that?
I've heard a little bit about it. I haven't thought much about the circumstances, but any person in the NFL, any player, is competing each week to try to get a win. Coaches, everybody, no matter what the circumstances of your record or whatnot, each week you have, pride in your job and yourself to go out there and play your hardest and try to get wins.
I'm just asking because it seems like they're talking about drafting a quarterback, and it seems that the Colts have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know, I don't know what, I haven't seen anything on that or about the Indianapolis, so I don't really have an answer for you.
How often do you stay in touch with Peyton?
He is my brother, so we are pretty tight, and we talk pretty regularly, throughout the season, and he's always checking up on us and how everything's going with our season, or and watching our games when he can, depending on their schedule, and so we always we're very close and always try to help each other out.
How is he doing just throughout this whole situation?
Well, I think he's just his mindset. He's just trying to get back healthy and trying to rehab and stay positive and keep all his energy on trying to get healthy as soon as possible.
Has he told you he would love to get back on the field this year? Because a lot of people obviously wondering why he hasn't been put on the IR.
I think he that's his goal, to get healthy soon enough to come back and play. And so I don't know what's going to happen and what the circumstances are. He hasn't mentioned anything on that, but I think I think that's anyone's objective when they're injured to make sure you're doing everything you can to get back 100%.
Eli, last year this Patriots defense did a really remarkable job when it comes to forcing turnovers. I think they finished plus 28. This year they've kind of appeared to struggle a little bit. They do have some interceptions. Is that the kind of thing for you as a quarterback that shows up on film, the ability to create turnovers, or is that just kind of a game-to-game situation?
Well, you see which guys you see their turnovers. You watch the flow of games on if it's certain guys, is it certain situations, what's creating some of the turnovers, and so I think they've done a good job getting some, and obviously with New England, you just gotta try to control the game, and you see certain games where they get up on teams, and so obviously in the third and fourth quarter when they have leads, always creates turnovers for the defense as the opposing team starts forcing things. So we got to try to stay in manageable situations throughout the game, and keep it close and try to win it in the end.
Eli, when you're watching game film of the Patriots this week, does it help that they lost to the Steelers last week? Is that something that you can use as sort of a blueprint going into this week's game?
I don't think it makes a difference whether they won or lost. I think you look at all their games and try to figure out what teams had success with, what type of schemes, see what New England's, how their game plan or how their play calling change by the circumstances of games, and just try to get a good feel for how we're going to run our offense and what plays that will work and what my reads will be.
All right, thank you, Eli.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eli.